Yo, so what's going on, y'all, man? It's the first episode on Anchor where I help rap artists. I'm a geek from Surf Gang. I got my boy DeAndre with me right here. Super talented artist, singer, songwriter from Miami, Florida. DeAndre, just give him a little bit. For one, we on the way to Wynwood. We going to link up with Josh from Sound Seekers, Clinso. But yeah, Dre, tell us a little bit about what you got going on, man.
How this man just put me on the spot.
Hey,
man.
Right here, wide open. He had no idea he was getting on the podcast, bro. Hey, that's how we do it. I help rap artists real organic. Now, give them a little something. Tell them about who you done, you know, what you got going on.
My name DeAndre, Miami native. Songwriter, man. Did some stuff with Ken Jones.
Who else?
Janelle Monae.
Ooh, who else?
You feel me? DBC Productions.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. Nah, you know, I'm on the Anchor podcast with my boy Geek.
So what you got going on? What you got going on? As an artist, what you getting ready to do?
As an artist, man, I'm getting ready to put out an EP. I've been dropping a few singles. First single, Get On. Just put out a new record called Us.
Okay, this is doing good. And I've been saying the feedback is crazy right now.
Yeah, super lit. So, yeah, man, just showing the fans what I'm made of, giving them a little taste.
So... Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, giving them a little taste and just, you know, building from there.
Nah, that's dope. So, what do you, so I know this is like an introduction for both of us. This is my first episode. I just want to give an insight about, like, since the time we've been together, a year and a half, two years?
Yeah.
Dre, you got to see the insides, the out, the good, bad. Just, like, briefly talk about some of the things you've seen from being around us, me. Surf Gang, stuff like that.
Well, so this podcast is for artists, right?
Yeah. We're trying to help artists.
So, number one, I would say,
give them the
you
real.
Got, you got to be built for this. At the end of the day, like I always tell everybody, bro, like, what's the motive and what's the goal? For every artist, that answer is probably different. You might not even know the answer to that. But at the end of the day, you got to know what's your motive and what's your goal, because this, in anything you do, it ain't easy. If it was easy, anybody could do it. But this grind is ugly. It's ugly. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of sacrifice. You feel me? If you got a family, you know, sometimes you missing birthdays because you know you book for a show, you know, you on the whole other side of the country, you know. So just know at the end of the day, it's got to be bigger than you. You feel me? If you money hungry, bro, go to school, be a doctor, you know, be a businessman, you know. If it's fame, you probably shooting yourself in the foot, because it you'll settle for anything if it's just that. But
definitely.
It's a ugly grind, but the thing about dudes like myself and dudes like Geek, as an independent artist, you always got to have an entrepreneur mindset.
Definitely.
And so,
hold on. Let's pause right there. Entrepreneur mindset, meaning that dudes got to take money out their pocket.
Yeah, you got to take, you know, you got to view your artistry as a small business.
Okay.
You know, so to run any business, you need capital, you need a startup, you know. And you know, we already know, you know, the first couple of returns not gonna be the biggest or nicest returns, but you know, you keep building from there.
Those returns should go right back into the business to continue building.
Exactly.
If you ever seen like a new artist come out, gain momentum, and just flourish and keep going, that's what they doing. They taking their money, and putting it right back into it and seeing what works. And I just want y'all to, like, since this is the first episode, I just want mentally for y'all to kind of get an idea that, bro, this is a business. It's not like a business. It's not kind of. It is.
Yeah.
It is a business. And you got to work hard at it. You got to get blood, sweat, and tears. And you got to be willing to reinvest. Not only invest in yourself till you get to that point. It may take a year, 2 years for you to start seeing capital off your music. But even when that comes in, it's tempting to say, you know what, let me take from that and do this and do that. But now you need to put it right back into the business and continue building.
Exactly. That's the only way it's really going to grow, you know? You gotta treat it like it's your baby. Yeah, so I think, like Geek say, reinvesting, that's part of just having that entrepreneurial mindset. And two, man, try to surround yourself with the right people, you know, not just anybody, but like-minded people like yourself, you know. Don't be that artist who just got a million artist friends. Like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Surround yourself around businessmen, people who do accounting, people, you know, who's maybe going to school studying marketing.
And don't skip out on a lawyer. I'm pretty sure anybody who's been in the music business for a while, they done signed a bad deal somewhere.
Oh, man.
They done signed a bad deal somewhere. We signed one, too. So it's like...
Yeah. Oh, man. I think that's part of the game. You gonna sign that ugly contract.
Yeah,
that's part of growing and learning.
Don't rush into it. Some people just want to deal so bad, man.
Yeah.
So they just jump at anything.
Anything. Any and everything, man.
So we had 6 minutes. So I don't want to hold y'all too long. We're going to be having a few more what's the names coming throughout the day with this meetup. We all linking up out here. Finna talk business, talk food. Well, we're going to eat some food and talk business. Grab a few drinks. If you don't know how I do, now you know. Yeah, let's get it. I help rap artists. Y'all got any questions, don't be afraid to head to the Facebook page. Go ahead and like I Help Rap Artists with the I Help Rap Artists. Just how it is. Ain't nothing special. Yeah, like us on Facebook. Get us on IG. And hit me up. So real quick, I just wanted to holler at DeAndre. But before anything else, I want to put in, let you guys hear his song. It's going crazy. It's getting on a lot of playlists on Spotify, and it's going up. He's about to drop a visual for it soon as well. I'm about to plug that in. Y'all listen to that now. Check it out. Get some feedback too. Oh, wait, hold on, Dre. Before we do that, where they can follow you at?
Oh, IG, Hey DeAndre. HeyDeAndre. Once you follow me there, you'll have access to me everywhere else.
You heard him. All right, check out Us by DeAndre right now. So right now we at Coyo Taco in Wynwood waiting on Fesso and Josh to pull up. What you getting, Dre?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out now. They got like octopus tacos on here, yo.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Grilled cactus.
What? Grilled cactus. Who wants some cactus? I'll tell you how it tastes. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Panitas de peito. I don't know. My Spanish is messed up, y'all. Don't blame me. But yeah, I'll tell y'all what we got and how it tastes. Excuse me, what's that?
It's a blood orange margarita.
Okay, wow. That looks dope. Blood orange margarita. Y'all got to see that. I wish this in the video. But yeah. So I'll pick y'all back up on the conversation once the boys get here. Let me get some food in my stomach.
Yeah. I'll probably get the first one.